It was a great day here at WGN. On the phone with us, the man that hosts mornings from 5 a.m. till 10 a.m. He also hosted the events today. It's Steve Cochran. Steve?
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
How are you doing, man? I feel like you've been on the radio all day.
I haven't been on the radio all day, but it's a pleasure to speak with you. I'm actually on the golf course right now, playing a few holes, and then I'm going to go collapse. But, yeah, it was a great day. I mean, come on, man. You know this. Those people are legends.
Legends.
We can't carry their headphones.
Well, you know, when I talk to you, you bridge the old with the new. I mean, you're that guy that was there with Spike, and we just got off the phone with Spike, and he couldn't have said nicer things about you except for the fact that you made him work the other day. But you bridge the old. You were there with those guys, and now you're here with us. I mean, it's got to be pretty special for you.
Well, it is, but it's really special to be on now because I really feel strongly about how good this radio station is and how good the lineup sounds. And, you know, obviously you're a huge part of that when you're sober. No, the show sounds great, and I think the station sounds great. You know, Bill and Wendy are great in the afternoon, and Sorrent and Marciano, I mean, you know, if they ever argue. Anyhow, Williams, everybody loves Williams. I just feel really good about what we're doing. I love Patty, and, you know, Nick, we keep Nick on between 2 and 5 because that's where the police know he should be.
Yes. And if people don't know, Nick comes on with you, too, your first break out of the box at 5
Nick
o'clock.
Nick is tremendous. Nick does pop culture better than anybody I've ever met, and he's on in that 5 o'clock hour. Now, you know, it's funny. I get texts from people going, hey, wait a minute. You're not on until 5:45. Oh, you got me. Andre Adalis is doing a great job hosting that 5 o'clock hour, and then I slide it around 5:45, and then we finish the show.
Right. Hey, what was your favorite part of the day today?
You know, honestly, Chris Collins, Bob Collins' wife, who was just beyond nervous, and you can imagine how emotional it was for her.
Right.
And she told a bunch of people that when she gets really nervous, she faints.
Oh, no.
So there were some discussions about that. But, you know, she was a rock star. I mean, you know, all eyes on her. She was representing Bob, obviously. She was our final inductee.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her a couple questions. She told some great stories. She had great comedic timing. So, yeah, she was great. Spike was great. Everybody was great. You know, Milt came out, but Milt's not that bright.
You know what? It was a thrill for me to see Roy Leonard and hear Roy Leonard talk,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
That guy still got it.
He really does. You know, he still goes out and does plays and stuff, and he does movies, and he's on Nick's show. I know one of the great thrills for Nick was calling up Roy and saying, would you do my Saturday night show? Because when Nick was, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, Roy put him on with him.
Right.
By the way, here's a little Roy Leonard trivia that Nick told me, which I was not aware of. You know what movie caused Roy to retire?
I have no idea.
There's Something About Mary. Now, I love that movie.
That movie is hilarious.
I think it was hilarious. Roy saw that movie and went, enough of this crap.
He just had enough, man. Well, that scene.
No, you know, listen, I know you feel the same way. I'm proud to be a part of this, and I know you are, too. It was a great day for us. And honestly, a great day for us means a great day for the listeners, because that's what it was all about.
Right, exactly. And we had so many people out here in Pioneer Court today. But we had an after party with the staff and some clients. And I love, at the end of the party, Senator Dick Durbin comes in. He does a circle around, looks for you, takes a picture with you. You guys hug, and you both leave. I love that.
Well, you know, I've been up for a long time. I can't speak for him, but I'll tell you, Durbin does the Washington Shuffle like nobody's business. He should have a summer camp for it. He comes in, talks to everybody, makes everybody feel good, actually has conversations with people, and then disappears in a puff of smoke.
Yes, so, he does. Yeah.
The Senator Shuffle, it's impressive.
And I want to throw you some props, because since I started here, you couldn't have been nicer. You couldn't be nicer. You've always given me advice. You've always had time for me. You've taken my phone calls. And I just wanted to say thank you publicly, because I tell you all the time off the air how much I love you.
Well, I love you back. And it's nice of you to say, but as one of the church elders, I think it's my job. You know, and I told you this last night or the night before. I think we were texting back and forth. We're doing great, and the numbers are great, and we're winning, but we can't win without you. Here's a bulletin. Nobody's clamoring to hear whether or not the Cubs lose again by a run or two. And, you know, we do get texts going, when's Pete going to be back on? So we love Pat and we love Coomer and they sound great. But if it wasn't for those two guys, and keep in mind, I'm a Cubs fan.
I am too, yeah.
It's a tough listen. And those guys make it great. But, you know, people miss you when you're not on. So, like I said, keep it up. The one thing, though, I really like Scott, but I can't say I trust him. He may be a criminal. I don't know what's going on with him. He seems like a decent guy, but there's something about him. I think he may be a serial killer. I don't really know what that deal is.
It's a little weird.
Pete, let's just get to the bottom of it. Steve wants me to produce his morning show, and I'm not interested in it right now.
You don't look good in a dress like Johnsos does.
Negotiations continue.
And the money clip, something happened today.
Yeah, I guess we screwed that up royally, and it's the last day. Now, as you know, Jimmy DeCastro, the guy that runs the place, is just made of money. Like, if you cut him open, you'd find money.
Right.
And but by the way, I don't suggest you do that. And that's because he's worked really hard, and, you know, he's foreclosed on a lot of old people. Jimmy was really nice to find all the money that's been given away. What you told me the other day, what is it, 40 or 50 grand?
It's a lot of money, man. We've given away a lot of money.
So this morning we said that we had a grid drawn up a long time ago. Here are the times for the money clip. So I go on the air, well, today it'll be a 115. And it turns out we had this 90-year special after our special, and I was wrong. So I really appreciate you picking it up and running with it, and I think you ought to keep half the money.
Well, I like that, because for the 90th anniversary, we're going to give away $900 tonight. That's what we're going to be doing. Yeah.
Where's the extra 180 come from?
I think it comes from Scott's paycheck. Isn't that right, Scott?
Yes, I'm willing to give up 3 months of my pay to add that extra $180 on. But no, for real, since it's the 90th, we're going to give away $900.
$900.
Well, that's great. And I think, based on the fact that I know that you've been shoplifting at the new Walgreens across the street, maybe put some of that stuff on eBay quick and sell some of that.
Right.
Make up the cash that way. Now, what time is the money clip in case I want to call?
The money clip is happening between now and 8 o'clock.
Now and 8. Well, that's not a lot of time. I'm going to have to get near a phone. Wait a minute. I'm on a phone.
The next 14 minutes, caller 72, when you hear the money clip, which is a clip from Steve's show. I love it.
Right, I love listening to the guys you've had on tonight. So who else is coming up? There's got to be more.
Kathy's coming up next. Then we have John Williams at 8. Orion's coming on at 8:30. And then the mayor at 9.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And feel free to work in with the mayor. He needs to be on the Steve Cochran show more often.
I will talk to him about that. That'll be the first thing. All right.
All right, Scott, I'm going to be calling back for the 900. I'll be using the name Beth.
I'm so sorry, you're caller 73.
Sorry, sir. Steve Cochran.
Right, man, thanks.
Thanks, brother.
Talk to you. Long time listener, once first. Whatever. Talk to you later.
I love you. Take care.